The film was really good, the first feature by a new producer who'd worked as a screenwriter before. Bernard himself was, and is, a scriptwriter for major French producers, and he rubs shoulders with the cream of Parisian society. As they say here, he knows everyone in Paris. He had been friends with Marie-Laure de Noailles, Léonore Fini, de Romar. Bernard is a writer, the co-author of Les Salons. He's a good writer, though that's not how he's ever wanted to view himself. I knew he was good friends with James Lord, and when some Cuban friends of mine spoke briefly but intensely about him, I asked them to introduce us. He's been successful as a scriptwriter and is still an elegant gentleman, classy, poised, but with a touch of shyness that speaks well of him, yet makes it hard for him to communicate with others. That same night, after the premiere, we ate at a restaurant for artists and writers, his words, where he presented me to the grandson of a Parisian grande dame, one of those blue bloods, the kind with a high-class first name, a string of fancy surnames, and piles of money to match, all neatly tucked away in Swiss banks, I'd guess. She also had plenty of antique jewels, fur coats, minks, paintings by prestigious painters, and her photo in the society pages of Paris Match every week, guaranteed. A real patroness of intellectuals and troubled avant-garde artists. In other words, nothing that impressed me. I've always had to work hard to put beans on the table. But I still acted fascinated by the topic of the grande dame and made clichéd compliments about her fortune so as not to dishearten her young grandson, who was grateful I pretended to care about his grandmother. The kid had the most beautiful blue eyes I'd ever seen, a watery Caribbean blue. That night, when Bernard and I really talked for the first time and sized each other up through our words, so French of us, he kept asking me what I liked most about France and the French. I don't remember my exact words, some nonsense, I'm sure, something like the love of art, the sophisticated eroticism, the sensuality, the giddy passion one feels from being in Paris. Whereas he concluded, "What I value most is the conversation. We French know how to talk with each other." True, I agreed. There was a time when Cubans also knew how to have good conversations. Nowadays, you only get strident soliloquies, jarring rants, all unbearably boring. "My poor dear," he pronounced the phrase, "ma pauvre dame," with well-aimed, ostentatious pity. "All that will be over some day, I assure you." Anyway, people are losing the gift of conversation here in Paris, too. There are still a few circles of intellectuals, no doubt, where people know how to converse, but in other venues, one's conversation partners tend to be rather crude. I made my retort with French-style prissiness, that is, by openly discounting the exquisite, because Gallic, yet clichéd virtue of being a good conversationalist. The French are experts at treating your talents as worthless, which was exactly the number I pulled on him at that curiously uncomfortable moment, staring at him point-blank as if to throw him off balance. I've learned from the French how to use their own statements against them, paying them back in their own coin, and in the same tone. Bernard pretended not to hear, another subtle French-style retort. "We should be more open. I like gregarious people. Cubans are gregarious." "A bit too much, un peu beaucoup trop," I noted. Bernard burst into a guffaw that he stifled by covering his mouth with a napkin. "All that will change, the consequences of the illness," he traced air quotes, "will soon pass. You'll see, it won't be long." I wanted to believe it, but I preferred to change the subject. "Monsieur Minoret," I called him by his last name.
"Please call me Bernard."
"Bernard, I wanted to meet you because I would like to write a novel about someone you knew very well, a long time ago."
"Let's talk as friends, then," he said,
lifting the cup of Dom Pérignon champagne, a pure delight of golden bubbles, to his lips. "A great literary moment." I complimented the champagne, and this amused him.
"Let's order dinner first,"